means chayos eish, memalolois. They were mamish chayos, wild animals of fire talking. That's what chashmal means. Chayos of eish, made out of fire. Rashi eish yoytzim deburim. When they were speaking, when these chayos were talking, fire was coming out of their words. That's called the chashmal. The masni satan and the brayse would end like this. Itam chashos itam amalois. Sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they're talking. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu talks, they keep quiet. When there's no deeper words coming out of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then these chashmal, these chayas of Eish, talk, and the fire comes out from their talking. Pesach says, V'hachayas rotsu v'shoif, kemara barzik, and the chayas were going back and forth, like a split, like a barzik, like a lightning. Rashi rotsus v'shuv, moitzian roshim etachas rikiya, they are putting the head down below the rikiya. Hanotu l'malam roshayim, they're like putting the head back and forwards. They were afraid of Hashem. The Nehiris, very fast. Like a lightning goes back and forth, like a flame flickers back and forth. What does it mean back and forth? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Like a flame was coming out of a furnace. Rashi should start from by a bottom lesid. There's a fire flickers back and forth. My Kamara Barzak, Amar Rab Yosi ben Chanina bar Chanina, Kor Hayotzim ben Hachasim. Like the fire comes out between the pottery. Trashi, Derech Mastike Zov Linkoy Kli Cheres Nekov Nekovim Koyfunoy Sagabi Cholim. Put a Kli atop a fire with sparks of fire come out. V'yeren I saw Vihine Ruach Sarabo, and a storm wind was coming. Minat Sofer from the north side. Amen Godol v'yesh mis lakeches v'noigoloi soviv v'mitoicha kena chashmal mitoichesh. In the middle of this, one middle of this big storm, was this chashmal of fire. Leichen also, where was it going? Amrav Yudam Arav Sholach lichbosh es kol elam kulu tachat Nebuchadnezzar Russia. It was going to conquer the world away from Nebuchadnezzar Russia. V'chol kach lomo shlo yomu umasolom v'yadu mashvolo nosa kodesh baruch hu's bonav. Okay, it was going down to give over the whole world into the hands of the Nebuchadnezzar Russia. Why did Hashem make the Nebuchadnezzar Russia rule over the whole world? Because kodesh baruch hu put Klai Yisrael into Golus, into Nebuchadnezzar. Is that to say the Umma should not say that Hashem gave us into a small nation? No, Hashem gave us into Nebuchadnezzar, the big nation, the big ruler of the whole world. And Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu migorim loy sheyeh shamash leyev defsilim habenesayim shei Yisrael en gorim loy. What would cause Klai Yisrael to have to go into Golus? That was because the Rona virus. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold enough. You gimel on the days. First of all, again, Yecheskel v'Eiram, v'hinei ruach sora bo min atzofen, and he saw, and there was a stormy wind coming from the north. Onon gadol v'eish, there was a big cloud there, and there was fire mitlakachas going rolling around v'noigeloi sovit. It went around him. U'mitoichol kena chashmal mitoichesh, and in the middle there was like a chashmal in the middle of the fire. So we said before, chashmal means fire coming out when the malachim are talking. Marta Veichon also, where was this big storm of fire going? Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav, Sholach lichvosh as kol olam kulo etachas Nebuchadnezzar Russia. It was going to capture the whole world under Nebuchadnezzar Russia. No, to give the whole world to Nebuchadnezzar. Why? The kol kach lama. How come Makiva Zeicha to rule over the whole world? Shlo yemru umas olam, the world should not say, V'yad umar shuvo l'mosu HaKadosh Baruch Hu esbonav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over his children of Klal Yisrael into a low nation. Now, so when came Golus Bavel, when they had to go out of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem put them into Golus, he gave them over to a big kingdom, to Nebuchadnezzar. Shouldn't say like he gave them over to a shofar, to a low nation, gave them over to the ruler of the whole world.
Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Migorim li, Sheh ye shamash li evdi psilim, who caused me that I should be a shamash, like when Klai Yisrael goes into Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there also, so who caused like me Hashem also, to have to be mishamish by the goyim, is avonisayim shal Yisrael hen gormali. It's the averus that the Jews do, that caused that Hashem had to put Klai Yisrael into Golis, out of Eretz Yisrael, and Golis Bavel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there also. Then the Potter says, the era HaChayos, he saw the Chayos, v'inei oifen echad baritz, one wheel was on the ground, Eitzel HaChayos, near the Chayos. So what does the Pasuk mean? Amar Rav Loza, Malach Echad Shu Oimed Boretz. There was one Malach, who means one angel, that is, he was standing on this ground. For Roisha Magi Eitzel HaChayos, and his head reached, that's how tall this Malach was, all the way up to the Chayos. The Masis of Tom and the Bryce, it says, Sandlafen Shemoy, that's his name, is Sandlafen. And Hagviya Mechaveroi, he's taller than all those other Chaverim, Malach Chomish Meyashona, he's taller than all the other ones, 500 years worth of height. Because if somebody wants to walk for 500 years, that's how much taller he is than the other ones. This Malach is standing in back of the Makova, and he's making crowns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this Malach is doing. But the more it's not that way, but Ksiv the Pasuk says, Baruch Kavoy da Hashem Mekoymoy, Michlal de Mekoymoy Lech the other way. That Hashem should give cover to Hashem Mekoymoy from his place. Mashmah that the Malachim did not know exactly where Hashem's place is. And here it says that as Malach was standing right by Hashem and putting kester, putting crowns on top of him. So Gemara says, Tiyomar Shei Matago, he just said like Hashem's name, V'yozov Yosef Reisha, true, the Malach himself didn't know exactly where Hashem was. He was just like saying, this crown is for Hashem, and by itself the crown went to Hashem. Omar Rava, Kol Sharo Yecheskel Ro Yishayo. Whatever Yecheskel saw, Yishayo also saw. Loma Yecheskel Daim, what is Yecheskel Daim to? Leven Kfar Sharo Asamelech. Leven Kfar, that's like from a suburb. Leven Kfar, from a village. He sees the king. Volomi Yishayo Daim, who is Yishayo Melech Daim to? Leven Kfar, from person to a bigger city. From a big city. So Rashi learns, Roy Yishayo, Kishiros Solo Bruch HaKodesh, Kimoshinema Vieres Hashem Yesh Makisir Romanisa. That Yishayo also had like Nevius, also had Bruch HaKodesh. That a Bruch HaKodesh spoke to him also. El Shloichosh Mepharash Hakol, Shoy Ben Melochim, a God of Apaltian, or Ben Krach, a Roy Yasamelech, and a Nivol Vieno, Tema Vieno Choshka Saper. Yishayo, he was the king, like he was used to seeing Hashem. So when he had Bruch HaKodesh, so he wasn't surprised about it. So he didn't go to write it all down. Mashen Kain, Yecheskel, he wasn't so ruggled by Hashem, so therefore when he got a Nevius, when he saw what was going on, he wrote it down. But really, Yishayo saw all these things also. Amar Resh Lakish, what does the Pasuk say? Oshiro LaHashem Kigo Go. I'll sing to Hashem for the High One. Shiro Lemisha Mizgor Alagayim. I'll sing to Hashem that He's above everybody else. The Yom Ma was said like this: Melech Shebechayis Ari. Who is the king of the Chayis? That's the Ari, the lion. Melech Shebehemus Shur. Who's the king over the animals? That's the ox. Melech Shebeyoifus Nesher. The king of the birds is the eagle. The Odom is Golalayim. And the person is greater than all of them. He like rules over all of them. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizgoy Akulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules is on top of Geya, is above all of them. The Akol Alam Kula, and is above the whole world also. Yekosav, that's Pshat, Ashiru Hashem, Ki Go Go. Hashem is above everybody. Kosav, Echorayim, one Pasuk says, Udumus Pinayim Pinayodim. That the faces of these Malachim, the Fanim, that was in front of Hashem, that the Cheskel says, that their faces looked, Pneyem, Pnei Odom, one looked like a person, or Pnei Ari, one had the face of a lion, El Hayimid Liabosim, was on the right side of the four of them, or Pnei Shor Mehasmuel, and the face of an ox was on the left side, Liabosim on the left of all four of them. That's what one Pasuk says. Or Ksiv, another Pasuk says, the Arbo Ponim Li Echod, that there were four faces to one, Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv, Pnei Asheni, Pnei Odom. That one was the Pnei Akruv, one was the Pnei Odom, Vashlishi Pnei Ari, Varavi Pnei Nesher. Vilu Shor Lokokoshev. It's the second plus, it doesn't say the face of a shor. Before it said one looked like a shor. So it's a spirit. How do these four people look like? So Rosh Lakish, Yecheskel Bikeshal of Rachmim, for Hovchol a Kruv. He changed it from a shor into a Kruv. We'll soon see what a Kruv is. The Shor are just going to like argue, say bad things for us. And we want by the Kisei, by the Makavah of Hashem, that's the Malachim that are all around Hashem, we want them to have Rachmim on us. So therefore you don't want a Kitegur, we don't want someone, a prosecutor like the Shor. Rashi says, Kitegur, the Tzoyner, someone that hates you. Sinegur, Oyev, Melitz Yosher. Sinegur means like your lawyer that will talk good for you. So therefore, he changed it from a shore into a kruv. So the more my kruv, what is the kruv? Omer Rabbi Yavua, Karvio, like a young child. Shrashi Penetinik, the face of a young child. Shekain Bavovel, Karun Yanuka Revio. In Bavovel, they called small children Revio. So that's what the fourth face was, like a small child. One pasuk says, "Pnei echad, pnei akruv." Oh, pnei hasheni, pnei adam. Of course, the same thing. Then you're telling me pnei akruv means the face of a child, and then pnei adam. Of course, the same thing. V'ashlishi pnei ari. For your V, the fourth one was pnei nesher, the face of an eagle. For the Gemara, hainu pnei kruv, hainu pnei adam. Well, you're saying kruv means a young child, but they both have the face of a person, so it's the same thing. So Moore says, no, Api Ravavi V'Api Zutri. True, they both look like people, but one is like an adult, and one is like a kid, so it's two different things. Trashi, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Adam. Mahein Pnei Kruv, Mahein Pnei Adam. V'chilo Yechre, it's the same thing. Terence says, no, Api Ravavi Zutri. V'Echad Pnei Godav, V'Echad Pnei Kotan. My Poshet, one looks like an older person, one looks like a young one. Fire to Kosta V'Echrem, one Poshet says, Sheish Kenofayim, that these Malachim, whatever it is, these four, had six wings to it. Sheish Kenofayim. Sheish Kenofayim Liyachad, each one had six wings. The cost of Echraimer, one says, V'yarbo Ponim Liyachas, V'yarbo Kenofayim Liyachas Mehen, they only had four wings. Squirt Astira? One says that six, one says that they have four wings. Well, Akasha. Kan Bizman Shein Besimitishkayim. Kan Bizman Shein Besimitishkayim. And it's kibayochol shenismaytol kant feyachayis that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it smaller. Bizman the Beis Hamikdash had six wings. Bizman the Churban they lost two wings. So Rashi comes much to Beis Hamikdash Kayim. B'yemei Yeshayo hoya Mikdash Kayim. The Mechayim, the first bayis was still standing when Yeshayo was talking. V'yemei Yecheskel kvaigiyah zman sheyechrov. Masheka, when Yecheskel spoke already, that was after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. V'nismato famal yishemalom. And after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made upstairs his familia, the people around him also smaller. So therefore the Malachim lost two wings. For a high minai we might, which one was lost? Omarav Chananel, Omarav, Oysan Shoimera Shira Behen. The ones that they say, that they used to say Shira with, they sing to Hashem with. Ksiv Hach, one pasuk says, Ubishtayim Yoifif, with two they fly. The Korozel Zev Yomar. That they go up and you don't see them anymore. Shashu b'shtayim oifif, v'somachle v'koro zel zel, al mahanech ninu, t'yam rabu shira, shem eskasha shayis b'koro k'nefeyim. How do the malachim sing to Hashem? Mashma, they wing, they wave their wings, and by waving their wings, that's the way they sing to Hashem. V'anech k'siv yenenu gabi yisoyif. That's the next part, they weren't there anymore. As the after the Churban Abayis, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the two wings that the Malachim used to sing with. So more the pictures they show with wings, but it's not so far-fetched, I say. Well, you see pictures of Malachim with wings on them, is that they say, used to say Shir with them. But the Rabbonin Am Rabbonin say, Oysen Shemachasas Ben Ragleyin. No, the wings that used to cover their feet. Shenem on the Pesach says, V'Ragleyhem Regli Yeshura. Masma, their feet are straight. Now, v'lav d'mayit mino hevi yoda. If not that they took away the wings, that now they could see their feet, how would Yecheskel know their feet were straight? So, Mashman, that's what was missing in the times of Yecheskel, that the wings that usually covered up their feet, those two wings were taken away. So the Gemara, no. Maybe they had the wings that covered their feet. Now, Punk, when Yecheskel saw, the wings were up, were uncovered, you could see their feet. We don't want to say like this. Udmus Pnei and Pnei Yodim. It says Yecheskel saw them, and the face looked like a person. You want to tell me now that the wings, Mashim, the Malachim there, they have wings that cover the whole body. So when the wings are normal, you can't see anything. And there Yecheskel saw their face and saw their feet. So what you have to tell me then is we saw their face means that those wings were missing. Elo, what do you have to say? They weren't missing, but rather, Tigloi v'chazilei. At that time when Yecheskel looked, the wings were uncovered, and he was uncovering the face and was able to see the face. So maybe Hochinami, Tigloi v'chazilei. Maybe the wings that usually cover the feet were on the Malachim, but just now when Yecheskel looked, it was uncovered. But Hochi asked to know, Bishloi ma'ape urcha'ari l'gluye kamirabi. It's a shake, it's normal like that, the person uncovers his face. So then it's okay, the Malachim uncovered the face. Or the Karyal Avurcha'ari l'gluye kamirabi. But here the Malachim was standing in front of Hashem, so it's not nice to uncover your feet. So if the Malachim would have had their wings that covered their feet, when they were standing in front of Hashem, for sure the wings would have been covering their feet. So since Yecheskel was able to see their feet, mashma, those wings were missing. By the cost of Echlin, one pasuk says, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni, that Hashem had thousands, Elef Alofim, thousand, were serving me. For Rabboi Revovon Kadmoi, and there were tens of 10,000s in front of me. Your Kumut was standing in front of Hashem. That's one pasuk. The cost of Echlin, another pasuk says, Hayesh Mispo Legdudov, is there any count, no matter how many troops are in front of Hashem? Mashmi can't count them. And here it says there are 10,000s, and here it says you can't count them at all. Muslim Akasha. Kanvas Mansha Besimitishkayim. True, at that time you couldn't count how many servants Hashem have upstairs. Or the Kanvas Mansha Besimitishkayim, that we had before, Hashem was reminded, made it smaller, and now there wasn't count how many. Thousands of thousands, and 10,000s of 10,000s. Kivayocho Shinismayat of Famalia Shemala. As we said before, the Zman Shem Bishamitishkayim, Akash Baruch Hu made his familiar, the people next to him, smaller. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Mishum Abba Yoisi Ben Doisoi, Elef Alfim Yisham Shuni, a thousand of thousands were serving Hashem. Mispa Gedud, that's the account of the Gedud. Echo Mispar. Elef Alfim Yisham Shuni, Mispa Gedud, Echot. Ula Gedud Ave Mispar. And to Gedudov there was no account. That's Mispa Gedudechre. That's the Mispa of one like a troop. Of a Gedudov to how many troops he had there, that's a Mispa. That's the Territus no Spira. One troop, Taka, was made out of 1,000. But how many troops he had there, it doesn't say that's a Mispa. That there's no account for. Rabbi Yibarab Oma, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni, thousand of a thousand to serve me. Lenor Diner, for this place, Nor Diner Rashi, the high chronami Gabi Nor Diner Ksiv. That's this place, this river. Shinam the Apostle says, Nor Diner Neged, Venofek Min Kadmoy, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni. And from this place, from this river, came out thousands of thousands to serve me. For Rabbi Revovin Kadmoy Yukumen, and tens of 10,000 came in front of Hashem. The Mar Mehecha Nofek, where did these Malachim come from? Mizayoson Shachayis. From the sweat of the Chayis, that's where they come from. The Chayis are also other type of Malachim that are upstairs by Hashem. Olehechon Shofek, where does all this Zayah, where does the sweat go to? Amarav Zutra, Batuvio Amarav, Al Rosh Rishoyim Gehenim. It goes down to the heads of the Rishoyim Gehenim. Shinam the Pasuk says, Hinei Saras Hashem. The wind of Hashem, Chama Yotzev Esor Mischelel Arosh Rishoyim Yichelel. It goes on top of the heads of the Rishoyim. V'ravachar Bayakov Oma Al Asher Koimtoi. On the people that had a special degree, like we'll soon see, a special Gzera was upon them, like we'll soon see what it means. Al Tatu Chodorosh Shehever Min Oilom Koide Man Toiro Ulai Boron. Like we'll soon see, there were this amount of Duras that Hashem did not create beforehand. For Nostan Begehenim, he put them into Gehenim. For Yaleim Leif, on these they came. On these people it fell. We'll soon see. So he says, Allah Sheh Koimtu, on the people that were supposed to be created, but were not created. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Allah Sheh Koimtu, V'loi Eis Nohor Yoitzik Yisoydim. Tanya will learn of this. Amr Rav Shimon HaChosid. Elu, what does it mean, Asher Kuntu? These people that were supposed to be created were not created. What does it go on? Elu Tisha Meos Veshivim V'Yavodarus. 974 generations. Sheh Kuntu Liboris. That real HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create. Shrashi means Nigzeru Liboris. Hashem and Gzeru.